time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Indeed it is. And our guest this week is Rowan. I'm sure who many of you know. Runs a wine cellar, also putting on Borderline Festival this weekend. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Yourself?
Pretty well. You've had a busy couple months, I'm sure.
It's been hectic with the various, in anticipation of the wine cellar's 14th birthday, which is also Borderline Festival.
Is that deliberate? Did you line those up?
When we lost the licensing battle to be open on Easter weekend, which is when Borderline was initially, it was over Easter weekend, I kind of went, well, I always do a gig for the wine cellar birthday, and that's Queen's birthday weekend, that's the next long weekend.
Let's do it then.
So this is the third Borderline on Easter weekend.
So that's nice.
Third double up.
It's always good. And I think doing the double up night on a long weekend is a good way to make the aftermath always a bit easier to handle.
Yeah, well, this is the first Borderline where we have forsaken the Sunday show aspect of it, is that I'm getting older and recovery times are slower. And I've learned that over the years people like to get out of town at least for a day or so on a long weekend, so let's not compete against that exodus.
Don't kick yourself.
Yeah.
So you've chosen three songs.
I have indeed.
Are they all local ones?
They're all New Zealand songs.
Yes. Is that just because you're more familiar with it and you're kind of keeping up with what's going on locally?
Your brief for my morning mixtape.
My official brief.
Well, was to choose influential songs. Full disclosures, is not my first My Morning Mixtape. So I thought I would make it a little bit
different
from last time and a little bit themed. And so there's one new release, well, reasonably new release song that I have noticed has not made it onto the playlist anywhere.
I'm sure if it's the one that I'm thinking of, we've played plenty of that artist as of late.
Yes, but not my favourite song on the album, hence my choice. And then a classic, a slightly more classic Flying Nun act, John Paul Sartre Experience from their second album, the song Shadows.
Is that the one that you wanted to play first?
That was the one that I wanted to play first. I'll be a little bit chronological about it. This is...
Don't give away everything.
I won't give away anything. Or everything, in fact. So it's a... shall I roll this one now?
Well, tell us about why you chose the JPSC one.
Because, well, first and foremost, it's a band that I love, and there is a tie-in to Borderline. As one of our headline bands for Borderline on Saturday night, the wonderful Solid Gold Hell, and they share a drummer with the John Paul Sartre Experience.
So there's a nice tie-in to what we're talking about today as well. Okay, well, let's give it a listen, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about some of the other tracks that you've chosen.
Okay. We'll be right back.
what's the next one that you've chosen for us all?
So the next song is an album that I was involved in putting out that came out in March. It's a Wellington band called Womb, and it's track 5. So the first song on side B, Blow You Away.
You love it.
I love it. And it's sadly not received the attention.
This is what I'm thinking, is because you were saying that you can tag certain ones as the singles, and then but there's always that one that's like a favorite that isn't a single and doesn't get the radio play. Is that this one for you?
Yeah, I think it's probably also a really annoying indie trope that one always loves the songs that aren't the famous singles. Mm. It's right up there with I liked their first album.
But don't like anything after.
But don't like their most popular ones.
I'm so guilty
ones.
Of that. I think everyone is a little bit guilty of that in some ways.
I think it's a truism. And I also think that for a lot of bands, you might look at the following albums and go, yes, they are better produced, better sound, have better masters, but they don't. They're not when I first heard it, and so it's not my first association. And the indie than now thing is always to be an early adopter. But whilst that is laughable, it's also a truism. And so my indie than now thing is I like Womb's second major release, because I worked on it, and they're a band that I have a lot of respect for. And you've made
it's the connection, and it's what this whole segment's
about. Yeah, and so that's the connection, and this is the song that I wish we heard more
of it around
more
here
of around the place.
All right, well, let's give it a listen then.
Okay.
It is a great song. I do love it.
Thank you.
know, I always think of Worm tracks as these super long, kind of longer track. I think maybe that's because I listen to the album in full all the time. But that one actually sits quite nicely as a radio song.
Yeah.
How long was it exactly?
Exactly, it's 4 minutes 27 seconds.
Oh, perfect.
Which is a good radio length. I mean, it's definitely not quite the short pop banger, but it's not an overblown 77-minute thing.
Because on the album there, am I wrong in thinking that there are longer tracks, or maybe I just up in my head in it? What?
There are. So the vinyl has shorter tracks than the digital release.
Yeah.
Purely to
fit it into one LP.
To fit it into one LP without sacrificing tone.
Yeah, of course.
You don't want to put more than 20 minutes of music on one side of vinyl. It doesn't work so well. And we would. I like to have vinyl sounding good.
Ideally.
Ideally. The whole people trying to fit, what you fit on a CD on one piece of vinyl never goes that well.
All right. Yeah. Well, what's this last track that you've chosen?
So the last track is from, I think, from a Borderline lineup from 2 years ago. There's a Christchurch-based artist, Instant Fantasy, who keen band watchers and intenders over the years will have remembered from Diana Ross and other outfits out of Wellington. She works, or has been working in Christchurch on RDU and associated endeavours, and this was a favourite album of mine from 2015, and I kind of can sometimes relate to the misanthropic title of this. So this is I've Given Up On You by Instant Fantasy.
We'll have a quick listen and then we'll come back and we'll talk a wee bit about Borderline.
Thank you.
one question, and I'll only ask one.
Okay.
Who, and you can name three, because I'll give you a bit of room. Who only are you three. Most? Yeah, only three. Well, there's like 30 people on the lineup. You can't name all 30 of them. But
I could try if I talked really fast.
Okay, we can do five. who are the five most that you are most excited about seeing and or booking?
Well, okay. So I have to, in good faith, I have to name arguably our headliners. So very excited to bring up to Auckland Orchestra's Spheres.
Of course.
Because they're such an amazing band, and they bring a groove, and they're very active, and they tour internationally, and when they come back to New Zealand, it's almost like we forget about them. So it's sort of, and they pop up and play really small venues and things. Like, I think the last time they were up, they played a very, very sweat drenched Golden Dawn.
Yes, I remember that one.
I'm just excited to bring them up and to try and maybe give them a bigger dance floor. So Orchestra of Spheres, and with Orchestra of Spheres, that also brings up a whole lot of side projects of people who are in the creative worlds of the members of Orchestra of Spheres. And that's a lot of the unfamiliar names that I won't go on the lineup. A lot of those are side projects of members of Orchestra of Spheres. Then I'm also in a very local fashion, I'm very excited to have bought Bad Corporation.
Of course.
Out of the semi-professional hiding, family making, and other projects that their members are all deeply involved in, getting them together to play a show, we feel quite privileged for that. And then there is the Solid Gold Hell, who, they're not a band that has spectacularly broken up and reformed or anything like that. They have always intermittently continued. And as a live engineer, it's always a good day when Gary Sullivan, formerly also in John Paul Sartre Experience, is playing drums. It's always a good day. Mm. And the Solid Gold Hell are on the sort of darker, noisier side of sort of 90s Flying Nun stuff, and they are deeply influential. And it's a privilege to get them up and playing. And then everything else kind of fits around those groups. And an artist who I actually hesitated to ask, because I always assume that she's way too busy and has way too many things on to come up to Auckland to play a show, is Coco Solid.
Yeah.
And it just so happens that Jess is up in Auckland working on
the same weekend.
She's up here for a few months working on some of her other
endeavors.
Media endeavors. Mm-hmm. And so it was
perfect,
and playing quite early on Friday night as well. For those of you who like to be fashionably late, don't be too late, because you'll miss out.
Because the times haven't been announced quite yet, have they?
No, the times haven't been announced yet. I will be announcing them soon, probably tomorrow, actually, Wednesday.
Awesome.
I always hesitate in announcing times too soon.
Then everybody will...
Because things, unforeseen circumstances arise and bands can't play slots and things like that. But, a lot of bands, a lot of things on conflicting. We've kind of condensed the festival into two nights from three, but probably with the same number of bands. There are, for those of people perusing the lineup who don't go to shows a lot, there'll be some unfamiliar names. Possibly some of them... And also some of them are quite hard to find on the internet, I've discovered, because I've been trying to let
people
know.
I've also discovered that.
I think there's a whole lot of three-letter initials of ENT, UMU, and KTN. They're all quite worthwhile hunting out, but you won't find much material about from any of them. But do come along. And for those people worrying about tickets, there are still super cheap festival pass tickets available. When those sell out, there will be regular price tickets released. And otherwise, it's $20 on the door. Come early because
for the single nights.
For the single nights, it will. They will sell out. Each night will have door sales. So there will be a minimum of 50 door sales for each night, starting at 8 o'clock.
Awesome! Thanks for coming up.
No worries.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.